okay, like, he was, like, one of those people that thought, like, oh, like, if I came here, like, I'll have a better life and a better, like, you know, to take care of my family, send them money, something like that. And then he started walking. He was traveling between Oaxaca and kind of the border. And he had to get on top of the train. No seatbelts, no anything, like, no seatbelts. Mm-hmm. Like, just on the top of the train. Had to just cling on, just hope you don't fall. He more like went on a taxi. A white van. And then he got here, and then after he just figured out everything, and that's it.
The only thing I knew was that my grandma was from DR.
So my grandpa from my bills, he came down here because he met his true love, which was my grandma. And he came to New York, Brooklyn. And then after that, they made a whole big family with 10 children. And then after that, my mom had me, my brother. And then that's how we became the Carters.
My dad, he used to live in Chile with his parents. He said he came from somewhere near Argentina. And then he moved to Italy, and he lived in Italy for a long time. But he wanted to visit New York, and he really liked it here. So he saved up a lot of money, and he came here. Then he met my mom, and then him and my mom got married, and then my older sister came, and my brother came to me. Like a baby, I used to live in New Jersey, but my parents didn't like it over there, so they moved over here. I think I remember what the house looked like. It was like brown, and then like the windows, there was four windows.
This neighborhood is kind of bad. I wanna live in a good neighborhood. She lived like in Harlem, that's where I grew up at, grandma house. And that's why I feel safe at, cause I know everybody there, even the doctors. Like the doctors I knew for a long time, because like they used to like do checkups on me, and they still know me, like my old doctor.
When I was young, I used to live in the Bronx. Yeah, I was born there, but I never remember it. I only remember some of the parts. I remember this purple dinosaur. My grandma's there.
When you think of home, what is it make you think of?
A place where you feel safe and comfortable, and when you have people that care and love about you.
Like a place to take shelter.
And a home to like to keep stuff in there that you love. Like a place at home to have, like, keep your body healthy, like health care.
A place where you feel like you belong with other people and your family and friends.
Do you think that losing a home is like losing a person?
Yes. It's like losing a piece of you because you've been there for so long, for so many years, that now it's like losing another piece of yourself.
Because you grew up in the house with your family and home. You have memories.
Home is a place of memories.
So here's a thing that I actually learned about that I finally realized when my parents broke up. People come and go and you can't stop that. It's better to focus on the present than to the past. To take some time for yourself and get it together on your own time. Don't worry about what others think. Just be yourself and work on yourself for now. But still care about the others around you.
If you were forced to leave home, can you think of what you might take with you?
My PC. What else? My clothes.
Oh, and so my money.
I will take my PS5 and my phone. Shut up. And my parents.
What are the things that are really precious to you?
I will take my family along with my dog and my animal stuff.
I'll just take my phone.
Your cat.
Oh my god.
Your dog. My dog. He's old.
He's gonna
die anyway.
Your friends.
Oh. What is friendship?
It's like when
you can share your stuff and you trust
the connection.
And you have like something related to each other. And if you need someone to talk to, you can always go to them.
Someone that you trust.
Someone that you can actually connect with and understand.
Friendship is like a supportive person to help you.
Friendship means that you have a connection and a partner.
You know, everyone has different personalities, like they're different experience.
People have certain personalities that they are born with. Like sometimes there's a time in their life that a certain event happened and that just changes them completely, but it also takes time for them to like regain that personality that they had before and for that new personality to like erupt. So they're not always like that. You never know what others can be going through, so that it's best to like not be rude to them because you might make their situation worse.
Do you think people in this school feel lonely?
Yeah,
because they don't have friends and maybe there's something going on in their home.
Maybe they just haven't found people that understand them like others do. Like some people might be going through like personal issues with their health and family. Never be afraid to ask for help. Never be afraid to be yourself, because it's okay if you don't have it all together. We all go through something like that every once in a while in our lives. And it's okay. You don't always have to be strong. It's okay to break down when you need to, if you can't take anymore. Don't be afraid to share it with everyone else, because we might understand what you're going through, and we might be able to help you, just like how others were able to help us, and how you were able to help others.